Welcome to Amplify with Purpose, the podcast where we explore what it takes to live well and with purpose. We discuss everything from nuanced business strategies to transformative leadership to personal development. In every episode, you'll find heartfelt discussions and practical tips to design your best life. My mission is to help live with purpose and amplify your impact. So whether you're looking to amplify your business, enrich your personal experiences, or you're just looking for some inspiration, you're in the right place. I have the privilege of once again speaking to Lyndall, who is a former business banker and has an impressive background in helping businesses navigate their marketing and sales challenges. After huge frustrations in her limited impact in the business world, she started VisiVal, and she is now on a mission to empower 1,000 service-based businesses to thrive online. The goal reflects her deep commitment to turning potential into success. Lyndall, thank you so much for joining us to the show again. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Lyndall, your experience in helping businesses thrive is obviously invaluable, and I absolutely can't wait to dive into automation and streamlining for service-based businesses today. So let's kick off with the fundamental question. Why do you think automation is essential for service-based businesses who are looking to scale?
Yeah, it definitely lets you provide a high-touch experience without the extra labor. So especially that being able to provide instant changes and instant touch points with customers can really help them feel that they made the right decision and stop them having any like buyer remorse and just make them feel a lot more connected to you and your brands.
Absolutely. I think it's important to note that what Lyndall said is it's high touch, but when you automate, it enables everyone to experience that touch. Whereas if you are doing it manually, you're limited to either your time or the number of people you've got in your team. And automation allows you to expand your impact and your touch with people who are buying from you, which I think is amazing. And when you're able to do that consistently, you're able to scale and grow your business. So, Lyndall, how do we balance automation with the need to maintain personal touch?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways you can do it. It all depends on the type of automation you're doing. But for some of them, such as email marketing, you can segment your list based on their behaviors and what interests them. So in that way, you can target them with things that interest them. So just say you offer six different services and they're only interested in one. You can just send them that targeted about that specific service. And that sends to a personalized because you add their name to it. So it's addressed directly to them around on their interests.
So I think it's important what Lyndall's just said, that we note that email marketing is not dead. It's extremely powerful. But B, you have to understand who's in your list. So segmentation is only possible when you understand the people, their preferences, and the behavior. And this is where data is so powerful. It's not about the sheer volume of data that you have, but it's about the insights that you get to extract from the data, which gets me really, really excited. Because then it's like, okay, wait, Odette actually did not click on this link, which tells me she doesn't like this or she's not interested in it. What does it mean? She clicked on this thing, which with reason, I can assume that she's interested in this thing. So without me ever having to speak to Odette, just by looking at her behavior, I can deduce some things. And this is where insight comes in. And when I use that insight, I can now say, well, Odette, I noticed that you like this thing. So I'm going to share with you information and valuable insights about this thing and take you along the buyer journey, which Lyndall has spoken about in a previous episode. How we take people on the journey and keep them engaged so that they become buyers. And it's not about a spray and pray. Don't send one email to everyone. Please, guys, it's terrible. I have the delay, delay, delete. My clients know when I say delay, delay, delete, they're like, oh, we got you. Because you get spammed by these people who send you these impersonal emails. Your name is on it. But like, you read this stuff and you're like, no, surely you didn't think this was for me. And then I delay, delay, delay. And then I delete because I actually do not have the mental capacity or time to go through this nonsense. And that's the way that you then burn your email list, because you've automated, but you didn't take the time to think through the strategy of automating. So, Lyndall, what are some of the client interactions and touch points that lend themselves to automation? So we've mentioned email marketing. What are the other things that can be automated?
Yeah, so there's a few different things you can do. So obviously, one of them is putting them on your website and lead magnet, a free resource that gets them onto your email list. But as soon as they sign up, you can send them a nurturing email sequence of, say, 5 emails, warming them up, showing them that you know what you're talking about, showing some examples, and finally making them an offer. So that's one of the most common ways. But some of the ones that aren't actually done, just saying you have an online booking tool like a calendar you. Most people just send a generic email. If you leave, easy time, send it. If then, what you can actually do, that is a perfect opportunity to resell your customers. So when they book a call with you, they are super excited. So you can send them resources to keep them excited, to keep them learning more about you, to show them case studies. Or my favorite is actually putting a video in. That's a video sales letter talking them through how you can help them achieve their desires and getting them really pumped up. So when you meet with them, they've already provided all the details about everything you do. So then you can just have good human connection in your calls instead of sleazy sales calls. That's it. Perfect missed opportunity.
I love that. No sleazy sales calls, guys. Go and record a video.
And some other ways, I use my CRM software that still has a lot of automation. So when someone signs an agreement with me and pays the deposit, they get sent welcome emails. So they know it's worked. I've got congratulations, you're one step closer. Like, just helps them prevent that buyer remorse and regret from making that big decision working with you, like the investment.
Absolutely. And it is about the reality is we regret the sale the minute we made the payment, and you don't get an email to say successful or thank you or welcome, or then we're like, oh, I mean, is this a real business? What have I just been scammed? And it's such a simple thing to do, but the impact of doing that one email actually is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Lyndall, how can businesses use automation to enhance their client engagement without losing authenticity post-sale?
Yeah, so you're asking post-sale how to keep doing it?
Yeah.
So if you use a software like a CRM software, you can have automated emails at certain triggers. So when they're on their customer journey, you can have it that when a milestone is completed, they're sent an update. So then they're kept informed. They're not left wondering what's going on. They've got that constant communication and updates. That can make a big difference. But you can also use it to speed up little things. Sometimes just little automations, you add them all up, they can make big steps. So when someone signs my agreement, it automatically creates a folder for me for them to put their files in. So I don't need to do it. Those are just these little, you can speed up the process. It doesn't need to remove humans. It can just make your work easier.
So,
which then provides a better experience, and then you can help more customers.
Absolutely. And it lightens your load. Lyndall was talking earlier about having a VA company that actually isn't selling admin tasks. They are selling peace of mind, stress relief, the return of time. And it's exactly that. You can use automation to create more time for you. There is an initial investment of time that happens upfront so that you set it up, so that you think through the rules, you walk through the process, you test it, and then see what actually happens when we go through this thing. But then that saves you buckets of time later. And it really is, for me, it's a matter of you pay with time or you pay with money. You have to choose. But there is always a price to everything. And if you really want to scale your business and take it to the next level, then you need to invest the time upfront. Having said that, if you've already got a team and you've decided that you want to do more automation in your business, there is something to be said about the training that needs to happen upfront. So when you've created some automation in your business, you kind of need to explain to your team how this automation is going to benefit them so that they're excited about it. But you also have to train them on the things that will happen differently. Because as Lyndall has just said, when she's got a client that's signed an agreement, it automatically creates the folder for her so that all the information can go in the folder. That means that's one step that she no longer has to do. If she had a team, she'd have to say, guys, this step isn't necessary, but these are the things that are necessary, or these are the controls that we have in place. So whether you're a small business or a bigger business, automation is going to benefit you so long as you make sure that you train the people in your bigger business, and so long as you use it to create some time and capacity for yourself in your smaller business. Lyndall, how can automation or automated systems like nurture sequences help in building long-term relationships for clients?
Yeah, okay. So we just have done a lead magnet, which you provided them with value. So the first email will be just sending them the email. And what it is, it's really important that when you give them the free resource, you don't just on the same web browser provide it to them. You tell them they need to go to the email to get it. And that trains them to recognize your name in the inbox so they can look out for future emails. Mm-hmm. And let's work with them later. Hey, have you had a chance to check it out? In those aren't just basic emails. You're also just selling them on the service about how it's going to help them achieve results. And really speaking to their desires, how this is just step one of how we'll help you get results. And we're hinting at, well, we can help you in more ways, but that's to come. And then you can introduce yourself and build a personal connection. You can build that known, like, and trust that you're sharing, that they can connect with. You can show then start talking about your services because they know you. They have seen you've provided value, and in that resource, you've shown you're an expert. So now you can start showing that more about the transformation help customers, kind of pre-warming them up. Yeah, nurturing them. And then you can do a sales email saying, here's an offer, limited offer just for you. Here it is. But you can also follow them up another 2-4 weeks later and say, are you still interested? To get more people. So by doing that, you help nurture them, you build the connection, you build trust, they are now familiar with you, so you can send them ongoing emails and they don't seem just there. And you can get higher engagement with your business. So it's pretty good. And the best part is once the nurture sequence built, it's all done for you. You just keep going. So it's not lots of work. And that is a great way. Fantastic way, especially if you're running paid ads, where you can get the cold traffic, give them the offer and warm them up, and prime them so then you've got more people ready to buy your higher ticket offer.
Beautiful. So what are some of the signs that a business is either over-automating or losing their personal touch when it comes to automation?
Yeah, so you can check the stats of some are harder to see, but ones like email marketing are perfect, where you can see how many people have opened your email. Because if it's got a really low rate, they either don't trust you, you've burnt that bridge, or it's not engaging. It's not speaking to their desires. Same with a high unsubscribe rate, because they think you're spam. They're getting rid of you. They can even report you as spam. Those are major flags you've over-automated and you're missing the mark. Other ways are sometimes if you over-automate your customer journey, things can get missed and things can go haywire. So I do know as well, another one is when I started my business, I had a business coach providing some templates to use. That like a welcoming email, and they were completely not my brand voice. I didn't realize at the time I used them. And then I was like, oh, this is not the customer experience I want to provide. And I'm sure that can damage you as well, can damage your relationship. and turning people to you?
I think it's a very important point because I made that specific mistake myself. When I first started my business, I had this amazing coach. And of course, when you get this amazing coach, everything they say is gospel. And you're just like, yep, that makes sense. We're going to do that thing.
Well,
unfortunately, they are not me.
And yes.
We have a different energy. We have a different vibe and we have a different perspective on the world. And I've had to learn over time through many mistakes that actually, yes, there are principles in that that worked. And this is what done. She shared with us the principles. I think the important thing for business owners is to take the principle of automation and apply it to your business in your context and in your style. Often when I speak to my clients, one of the first things I'll say is, I'm going to give you my words. These are my words and this is what I say. Now you need to take those words and go and apply it to your context. Use your language, use your vibe, and make sure that you apply it to what works there. Because what works for me may not necessarily work for you because we have different businesses. And even if it's the exact same kind of business, we're different people and we have different brand philosophies. So it will always be different. This thing that you're the same as another marketer, that's by choice. That's when you copy and paste. And what Lyndall is saying is, yeah, we are all of us are automating our emails, but the way we do it, the words we use, the timings, the things we include in there is what makes us different. And if you remember the first, I think, episode, Lyndall spoke about creating your brand message. So what is your brand strategy? And then using that strategy to create your website, which we spoke about in the previous episode. But before you get to that, you must first write out the message. So it starts with what you want to say and the journey you want to take them on, and you design based on that. So we take the thing we want people to walk away with and we then create something that fits to that message or that feeling.
Yeah, the voice of tone of voice. That is not just what you want to say, but how you say it, and that can then impact the customer experience and their feelings.
Absolutely. So how can we strike a balance between efficient automation and meaningful customer experience and interactions?
Yeah, so just being aware of actually making it personal, your message, especially not being vague. If they've got a specific resource that tackles a specific problem, when using their emails, speak about it. Who's having that? What are they going through? How do you know? How can you help them? Instead of just being vague and trying to do a one catch-all, be specific in your automation. So it might be more work setting it up, but it's going to be more personalized and they're going to relate to it more. So just being aware of that. Yes, you can have automation. How will the customer experience it? It from their point of view.
Absolutely. Lyndall, if you could leave our audience with one thought, what would it be?
Do automation, the calendar link, so you don't have to do the back or forth emails, but change that email. Make it personalized and use it as your sales opportunity.
I love that. That is probably, I agree, that's also one of my best tips from today's show. Lyndall, thank you so much for sharing your expertise on automating. It's clear that technology can significantly enhance efficiency and maintain a personal touch when we apply it appropriately. As we wrap up today's show, I encourage you to reflect on how you can integrate automation into your business and then make sure that you preserve it authentically. You need to say it the way that you would say it and apply it in a context that applies to your business. Small changes can lead to remarkable results. Thank you for being part of Amplify with Purpose. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please make sure that you like, follow, share, and subscribe. As usual, sharing is caring. You know somebody who needs to hear this, so please send this episode to them. It will help us to amplify our impact and help other people amplify their voices and their purposes. Remember to join us next week for another inspirational conversation with some other expert in some amazing field. Until next time, take care.